Before we start, just a reminder.
在我们开始之前，给大家一个提醒。
Good news.
好消息。
Our Easter Alive, the registration now is open.
我们的经历是活力复活节的报名现在已经开始了。
So you can put in your registration online. Everything can be done online.
所有的报名都是在网上可以做得到的。
And if you register before 18th of March, you will have an early bird discount.
如果你在3月18号之前就报名的话，你会有一个小小的，有一个打折。
Okay, cool. Before I start, I want to ask a question.
在我们开始今天的正道之前，我想问你一个问题。
I like asking questions.
我喜欢问问题。
How does love start?
爱是怎么开始的？
Do you remember how did you start loving your partner?
你还记得你是怎么样爱上你的伴侣的吗？
Or what would make you fall in love with someone?
又或者是什么使得你爱上那个人呢？
Fell in love at the first sight?
是一见钟情吗？
Was it because she's beautiful?
是因为这女的特别好看吗？
Or he's so handsome?
又或者是这个男的特别帅？
Or she's so gentle and sweet?
又或者是这个女的特别温柔可爱？
And he is so kind and caring?
这个男的又是很温柔又很体贴。
Most human love starts with physical attraction or character attraction.
我们人类的爱情一般都是由我们肉体上的一些吸引可以吸引到那个人。
But this kind of love starts to reduce or die off when they find out the weaknesses and the faults in another person.
但是当我们了解到对方的缺点的时候，我们对于他的爱情就可能会慢慢的减弱，甚至变得没有了。
And when they can't stand it anymore,
当他们受不了了
they will leave you.
他们就会离开你
they will walk out of your life.
他们就会走出你的生命
And the promises that made previously turn out to be lies.
他们曾经所许下的诺言全都变成了谎言
And become broken promises.
全都变成了实现不了的诺言
But God's love is different.
但是上帝的爱是不一样的
God's love originates from Himself.
上帝的爱是由上帝他本身开始的。
He loves us not because we are beautiful or handsome.
他爱我们不是因为我们很漂亮或者是很帅。
Not because we are good or smart.
不是因为我们很好，特别聪明。
He has already seen and know all our ugliness.
他已经看到了我们的丑陋。
Yet He loves us.
但是他还来爱我们。
When we are at most ugly, when we were still sinners,
当我们最丑陋的时候，当我们还是罪人的时候
，He came to us.
他就来到我们这里。
He says, "I love you."
他说我爱你。
Will you come to live in eternity with me?
你愿意和我永远的生活在一起吗
？God's love originates from Himself, the source of love.
上帝的爱是由上帝开始的，他是爱的源头。
He loves us because He is good.
他爱我们是因为他是美好的。
In other words, God's love is independent of what we have done.
换句话说，上帝的爱不是取决于我们做了什么。
Why does He love us?
他为什么爱我们呢？
Because He made us.
因为他创造了我们。
Let's look at Romans chapter 8, 35 to 39.
让我们一起来看罗马书第八章35到39节。
35 says, Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship, or persecution or flaming, or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, For your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
谁能使我们与基督的爱分离呢？难道是患难吗？困苦吗？逼迫吗？饥饿吗？赤身肉体吗？ 危险吗？刀剑吗？正如圣经上说，为了你，我们终日出生入死，被视为待宰的羊。然而靠着爱我们的主，我们在这一切事上已经得胜有余了。因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是鬼魔，是现在的事是将来的事，是高天之上的，是大地深处的，或是其他受造之物，都不能使我们与上帝在主基督耶稣里赐下的爱分离。
Here Romans tells us that nothing can separate us from the love of God.
这里罗马书告诉我们，世上没有任何的事可以把我们与上从上帝的爱中分离出去。
Many people do not understand these verses, so they still have doubts of God's love.
有许多人不理解这段经文，所以他们还在疑惑上帝的爱。
They have no problem believing that God loves others.
他们相信上帝爱其他人。
Because they can see that others have nicer houses, nicer cars, nicer jobs than they.
因为他们看到其他人比他们自己有更好的工作，住更好的房子，开更好的车。
They see others are more talented and more beautiful than they are.
他们看到其他人比他自己更有、更聪明、更美丽。
So they're convinced that God loves them.
所以他们深信上帝爱这些人。
But they find it hard to believe that God loves themselves.
但是他们却很难相信上帝爱他们自己。
They do not understand what we just read.
他们不明白我们刚刚读的这段经文。
And they measure God's love.By blessings.
他们以上帝祝福给人的祝福来衡量上帝的爱。
They think that if God blesses this person, then God loves this person.
他们觉得如果上帝祝福这个人，那么上帝就爱这个人。
If this person is not blessed by God, then God doesn't love this person.
他们认为如果这个人不被上帝爱的话，那么他就不被上帝祝他如他如果他不被上帝祝福的话，他就不被上帝爱。
They think that God's blessings is equal to God's love.
他们觉得上帝的爱就等于上帝的祝福。
But they are wrong.
但是他们是错误的。
God's love is unconditional.
上帝的爱是无条件的。
God's blessing is conditional.
但上帝的祝福却是有条件的。
In other words, no matter what you have done.
换句话说就是无论你自己做了什么。
Or what you have or what you do not have.
你有什么或者是你没有什么。
God still loves you.
上帝还是爱你的。
Of course not with your sin.
当然他不爱你的罪。
But God loves you doesn't mean that automatically you receive all the blessings.
上帝爱你不代表着你就自然地得到所有上帝的祝福。
Because he says in Deuteronomy chapter 28,
因为他在申命记二十八章里说,
His blessings are obtained by obedience.
他的祝福是由顺从上帝而得到的。
Therefore, when we think that we are not as blessed as others,
所以当我们觉得我们没有像其他人那样被祝福
，Firstly, we need to check ourselves.
首先，我们应该检查一下我们自己
，If we have been obedient to God,
我们是不是顺从上帝呢
？We shouldn't measure the blessings. We shouldn't use the blessings to measure God's love.
我们不应该使用上帝得来的祝福来去衡量上帝的爱。
Or to judge whether he loves us or not.
又或者是审判上帝到底爱不爱我。
We should rather believe in his word, which says that nothing can separate us from the love of God.
我们应该相信上帝的话语，他说世上没有任何的事可以把我们从他的爱中隔绝。
This is the fundamental truth that needs to anchor in our heart and spirit.
这是最基本的真理，应该深深地扎在我们的心里，我们的灵里。
Knowing and be convinced that God loves you is the most important thing.
要知道并且深信上帝爱你，这是最重要的。
Because the devil will always tell you the opposite.
因为魔鬼总是要告诉你正好相反的。
His lies.
他的谎言。
There are also these kind of people.
有很多这样的人。
Yes, I believe that he loves me.
是的，我相信他爱我。
Yes, I believe that Jesus died for me.
是的，我相信他主耶稣为我而死。
Yes, I believe when I have a good time.
是的，当我在一帆风顺的时候，我相信他爱我。
But when storms of life comes,
但是当生命的暴风雨来临的时候
，doubt comes as a part of the package.
那么疑惑也就跟着而来了。
Then they will think, I'm wondering if God loves me.
然后他就在想。 上帝到底爱我吗？
Why I'm going through all these things?
我为什么要经历这么多的苦难？
Why he didn't do this? Why he didn't do that?
他为什么不做这个？他为什么不做那个？
And then later, God has helped them out of His mercy to get out of that storm.
之后，当上帝出于他的怜悯，带领他们走出了他们的暴风雨的时候，
Then they will say, "Yeah, I believe."
然后他们会说，是的，我相信。
So they're going like a cycle.
所以他们就像走一个圆圈一样。
I call this cycle Christian.
我称这些人为恶性循环的基督徒。
Because something wrong with them, they're like cycle.
因为他们思想有问题。
They think that if God loves them,
他们觉得如果上帝爱他们，
there should be no trouble or hardship in their lives.
在他们的生命里应该是一帆风顺的，没有任何苦难的。
That is the lies of the devil.
这就是魔鬼的谎言。
He wants you to doubt God's love for you.
他想让你怀疑上帝对你的爱。
All the trouble and hardship.Are from this world, which is controlled by Satan.
所有这世上的苦难全都是从魔鬼来的，都是从撒旦来的。
How can we blame God for what the devil is doing to us?
我们怎么可以因为魔鬼做了什么，从而来怨上帝呢？
The devil only comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
魔鬼来只是来偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
Steal your joy.
他来偷窃你的喜乐。
Your identity in Christ.
你在基督里的身份。
Kill your hope.
来杀掉你的盼望。
Kill your faith in God.
杀掉你对上帝的信心。
Destroy your destiny.
并且来毁灭你的命定。
Destroy your relationship with God.
毁灭你与上帝的关系。
Romans chapter 8:37 says,
罗马书第八章三十七节告诉我们，
When we are going through hardships and troubles and stormsThey are not the end of our lives.
当我们经历困苦患难的时候，他们不是生命的终点。
Because in God, we can be more than conquerors.
因为在上帝里面，我们可以是得胜有余的。
He's the one who will help us to overcome.
他就是帮助我们得胜的那位。
And lots of people take human relationship or marriage as their security.
许多人认为这世上的人与人之间的关系或者是婚姻就是他们的安全感。
They think that they will be secure when they're in love.
他们觉得当他们在爱中的时候，他们就有安全感。
And very often they are disappointed.
但是通常他们都是很失望的。
Feel insecure.
他们觉得很不安。
Even go into depression.
甚至会得了抑郁症。
When a relationship is broken.
当一个人际关系毁。
Why?
当这个人际关系毁灭的时候，为什么会这样呢？
Because they are looking in the wrong person for security.
因为他们想要找到的安全感，他们是找错了人身上。
I had a friend who's moving to interstate like right now.
我现在有个朋友就要搬到其他的州去。
Just because she can't find a partner in Adelaide.
因为她在阿德莱德找不到伴侣。
She feels insecure of being single.
她觉得单身没有安全感。
Because she's moving on in her age.
因为年龄随之增大。
And most people around her are married.
在她身边的人都结婚了。
True security only comes from God.
真正的安全感是由上帝而来的。
Only He can make us secure.
只有他可以使得我们有安全感。
Because only His love is perfect.
因为唯有他的爱是完美的。
It never ends and it never changes.
他的爱永不止息，他的爱永不改变。
Many people are looking for eternal love in human beings who are temporary.
有许多人他们寻找着永恒的爱，但是是在那些在这世上命数有命世上的人的生命很短暂的人身上找。
Rather than in an eternal God,
他们没有向那永恒的上帝在他身上找。
No wonder their heart will never be filled.
那么他们的心永远不被填满，这并不出奇。
The Bible says God has placed eternity in our heart.
圣经上说，上帝把永恒的意识放在人心里。
So our heart is like a donut.
所以我们的心就像一个甜甜圈。
There is a hole in our heart.
在我们的心中是有一个洞的。
And only the eternal God can fill this hole in our heart.
只有永恒的上帝可以把我们心上的洞填满。
Only God will never leave us nor forsake us.
唯有上帝他永不离弃我们，永不抛弃我们。
He won't walk out of our lives.
他不会走 出我们的生命。
He will never fail us.
他永远不会让我们失望。
Because he loves us so much, just like his one and only son.
他爱我们如此的多，正如他的亲生儿子一样。
Truly, nothing can separate us from the love of God.
确实，世上没有任何的事可以把我们从上帝的爱中隔绝。
And nothing can replace His love in our lives.
在我们的生命里头，也没有任何的事可以取代他的爱。
If I ask you to describe the power of God's love with a picture,
如果我想要你用一幅画来描述上帝爱的大能，
What would you draw?
你会画出什么样的画？
The picture of the cross.
就是十字架的画。
Romans 5:8.
罗马书第五章第八节。
But God demonstrates His own love in us in this. But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He died on that terrible cross to show us how much He loves us.
罗马书第五章第八节，但基督却在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，上帝的爱就这样显明了，他死在那个残忍的十字架上，展示出给我们他有多爱我们。
And also in Romans 8:3-4,
还有就是在罗马书第八章三到四节。
For what the law was powerless to do, because it was weakened by the flesh, God did.By sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us.
律法因为人性软弱而无法成就的事，上帝亲自成就了。他差遣自己的儿子成为和罪人一样有血有肉的人，做了赎罪祭，废掉了罪的权势。使律法公义的要求实现在我们身上。
The cross is the place where God's love, holiness, and righteousness met.
十字架就是上帝的爱，他的圣洁和公义所在的地方。
The cross is God's declaration of love for us.
十字架就是上帝对我们爱的宣告。
The cross reveals to us the power of God's love has conquered.The power of sin and death.
十字架展示出上帝爱的大能已经胜过了罪和死亡的大能。
When Jesus was raised from the dead on the third day.
在第三天当主耶稣从死里复活。
Lots of people don't really understand the power of the cross.
很多人都不明白十字架的大能。
Which is actually the result of the love of God.
因为这正是上帝爱的表现。
They do not know what does the cross has to do with their life.
他们不知道这个十字架跟他们的生命里有什么关系。
They think they will have eternal life after they die when they go to heaven.
他们觉得在他们死了之后，他们会进入到天堂有永生。
So they're still facing their problems alone.
所以他们还是独自一人的面对所有的难题。
Fighting with that sickness.
他们要战胜病魔。
Worrying about their finance,
要担心他们的经济。
Barely surviving in broken relationships,
在一段破碎的关系中勉强地活下来。
Imprisoned by hurts and depression,
通过因为那些伤痛和又抑郁被自己关，把自己关在牢房里。
Some people may ask,
有些人或许问
，Jesus died more than 2,000 years ago.
耶稣在两千多年以前死了。
How can he help me with my problem?
他怎么可以在今天帮助我解决问题呢？
He lived in a different century and culture.
他活在是一个不同的世代和不同的文化背景。
Yes, the physical man of Jesus did live more than 2,000 years ago.
是的，肉身的耶稣确实活在两千多年前。
He lived in a different century in a Jewish culture at that time.
他活在一个不同的世代，以及当时是在罗马的文化背景之下。
But he is not merely a man.
但是他不仅仅是一个人。
He is fully God.
他是完完全全的神。
He came to give us life and life to the full.
他来赐给我们生命，丰丰富富的生命。
And the Bible says,
圣经上说。
He is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
他昨日、今日、一直到永远都是一样的。
So he did miracles and he healed more than 2,000 years ago.
所以在2000多年前，他行出了神迹，行出了医治。
He still performs miracles and heals today.
所以他在今天，他还是行出神迹，并且医治。
When you can do nothing for yourself,
当你为自己的处境什么都做不了的时候
God can.
上帝可以做得到。
When you are in a hopeless situation,
当你在一个绝望的处境的时候
He becomes your hope.
他就成为你的盼望。
When you see no way out,
当你看不见出路的时候
He becomes your way.
他就成为了你的道路。
When we are imprisoned by brokenness,
当我们因着我们的破碎被关进牢房的时候
Or sadness or disappointment,
又或者是那些痛苦或者失望
He will come to set us free.
他来释放我们的自由
That's the power of His love.
这就是他爱的大能
Many years ago, I suffered from depression.
很多年前我得了抑郁症
I cried every day and was living in so much pain.
我每天都哭，生活是非常的痛苦
I couldn't see any future.
我看不到有任何的未来
I didn't think that I can get out of that dark tunnel.
我也不觉得我可以走出那个黑暗的隧道。
I felt every day is the same.
我觉得每一天都一样。
No progress.
没有任何的进展。
The wound in my heart didn't get any better.
在我心里的伤没有任何的好转。
Everything I saw was gray and black.
我所看到的一切都是黑色的、灰色的。
And there were many times that I wanted to end my life.
有很多时候我都想结束我的生命。
But I thank God for His family around me.
但是我感谢上帝，使他的家人在我的身边。
They've been praying for me.
他为我祷告。
One sister came to share with me a vision that she saw.
一个姐妹，她和我分享她所看到的一个异象。
She said, "I saw you in a prison."
她说我看到你在这个监狱里。
You look very sad and hopeless.
你看上去很难过，是绝望的。
And you were just looking at the prison bars.
你看的就是那监狱的栅栏。
When I heard this, I knew that God saw my situation.
当我听他这么说，我知道上帝看到了我的处境。
He knew me.
他知道我。
And that was exactly how I felt.
那就是我当时的感受。
I felt being in prison.
我觉得。我被关在一个监狱里
by brokenness
就是因为破碎被关进去
and hurt
还有伤痛
I saw no way out
我看不见出路
but that is not the end
但是这不是故事的结局
she continued to say
她继续说
I also saw the prison door was open
我也看到了这个监狱的门是开着的
That is the power of the cross.
这就是十字架的大能。
Isaiah 53:4-5.
以赛亚书五十三章四到五节。
Surely he took up our pain and borne our suffering. Yet we consider him punished by God, stricken by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities.The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wound we are healed.
其实他担当了我们的忧患，背负了我们的痛苦，我们却以为是上帝责罚、击打、苦待他。谁知他是因我们的过犯而被刺透，因我们的罪恶而被压伤。我们因他所受的刑罚而得到平安，因他所受的鞭伤而得到医治。
On that cross,Jesus, in his love for me, he took away my depression.
在十字架上，主耶稣出于他对我的爱，他带走了我的抑郁症。
My brokenness and pain, so I can be made whole.
我所有的破碎，我的痛苦，他都带走了，使得我得以完全。
Yes, Jesus has come to set me free.
是的，主耶稣已经来把我释放出来的自由。
So he has opened that prison door for me.
所以他为我敞开了监狱的门。
He is working in me.
他在我里面做工。
Even I couldn't feel it at that time.
即使那个时候我感觉不到。
I know that God is working in me.
我知道上帝在我里面做工。
Even though I couldn't see it.
即使我看不到。
His truth has deeply anchored and planted in my spirit.
他的真理深深地就种在了我的心，我的灵里。
And I cannot deny it.
我不能否认。
Even when I was so broken.
即使我是如此的痛苦。
And being crippled in pain.
在每一天都以泪，每一天都极其痛苦。
I choose to believe in the power of His love.
我选择来相信他爱的大能。
And daily meditate on His love letter for me.
每一天都读他给我写的情书，就是他的话语。
I read out His promises to myself.
我读出他对我所许下的应许。
Love is not just about feeling.
爱不是一个感受。
I didn't feel His love doesn't mean that He does not love me.
我感觉不到他的爱，不代表着他就不爱我。
I didn't feel His presence doesn't mean that He is not with me.
我感觉不到他的同在，不代表着他就不在我身边。
Have you been feeling that you were in prison today?
你有没有觉得今天你就在这个牢房里呢？
Do you feel that your situation is not changing?
你有没有感觉得到你的处境没有任何的改变？
Or you see no way out?
又或者你看不到任何的出路？
The power of God's love can set you free.
上帝爱的大能可以释放你的自由。
In fact, He has already opened that prison door for you.
事实上，他已经为你敞开了监狱的门。
And not only that,
不仅仅如此。
When you are too weak to walk out,
当你太软弱了，走不出去的时候
，to walk out of that prison, you're too weak. He will carry you.
当你太软弱，走不动的时候，他可以背着你走出去。
There's one special characteristic of God's love.
上帝爱的一个特殊的特点。
The love of God compels.
就是上帝的爱激励我们。
We all know the famous words, John 3:16.
我们都知道非常出名的经文，约翰福音三章十六节。
For God so loved the world that He gave.
神爱世人，他差遣，他给出。
His love compelled Him to give His one and only Son to die on the cross to demonstrate His love for us.
他的爱展示，他的爱使得展示出来，是在十字架上，他献出了他的儿子，为我们的罪而死。
In Matthew 20:29-34,
在马太福音二十章二十九到三十四节。
At that time, there were two blind men sitting on the roadside.
在那个时候，在这路旁有两个瞎子。
They heard that Jesus was passing by.
他们听说了主耶稣正在经过他们所在的地方。
So they said, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me."
所以他们说，主啊，大卫的后裔，可怜我们吧。
Jesus stopped.
耶稣就停下来。
Jesus asked them.
耶稣就问他们
"What do you want me to do for you?"
你们想要我为你们做什么？
Of course, they say, "I want to see."
当然，他们说，主啊，我们想要能看见。
Jesus had compassion on them.
耶稣对他们有怜悯的心。
Compassion is an expression of love.
怜悯就是爱的表现。
His love compelled him to touch them.
他的爱激励着他来摸他们。
They immediately received sight.
他们立刻的就看见了。
And follow him.
并且跟随他。
In Matthew 14:13-14,
在马太福音十四章十三到十四节
，When Jesus heard John the Baptist was beheaded,
当主耶稣听见了施洗约翰被砍头的消息的时候
，He withdrew himself to a far place to pray.
他就独自的坐船，退到一个偏僻的地方去祷告
，Because he was very sad.
因为他很伤心。
After he landed,
在他上岸之后。
He saw a large crowd.
他看到了一大群人。
Despite his loss of a cousin,
即使他的表哥的死让他很伤心
，and feeling really sad,
让他觉得很伤心。
He had compassion on the crowd.
但是他对这一大群人还是充满了怜悯。
He healed them.
他就医治他们
，and later fed them,
并且之后来使他们吃饱。
When Jesus was nailed on the cross,
当主耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候
，when he was hanging there in great agony,
当他在极其痛苦当中的时候
，yet his love compelled him,
但是他的爱还在激励着他
to pray for those who have nailed him to the cross.
就为那些把他钉在十字架上的人祷告。
He said, Father,
他说父啊
forgive them,
赦免他们
for they do not know what they're doing.
因为他们不知道自己在做什么。
As we can see the example of Jesus,
正如我们所看到主耶稣的榜样。
His love moves him to action.
他的爱移动他去行动。
Because he loves, so he acts.
因为他爱，所以他就行动。
His love compels him to do something for the object of his love.
他的爱激励着他去为他爱的人做事。
Romans 5:5.
罗马书第五章第五节。
It tells us that God's love has been poured out into our heart through the Holy Spirit.
告诉我们上帝的爱借着他所赐给我们的圣灵已倾注在我们心中。
Who has been given us? Given to us.
他已经给了我们。
God's love is now in us.
上帝的爱现在就在我们里面。
We have the love of God, so what should we do?
我们有上帝的爱，我们要做什么呢？
2 Corinthians 5:14 and 2:15.
哥林多后书五章十四到十五节
For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all die. And he died for all, that those who live shall no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again.
因为基督的爱激励我们，因为我们确信基督一人既代替所有的人死了，所有的人就都死了。他为众人死，是要叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，而是要为替他们死而复活的基督活。
We are to live for Christ.
我们要为基督而活。
What does it mean to live for Christ?
为基督而活是什么意思呀？
It is to live like Jesus as he is living on earth.
就是要正如耶稣活在这世上一般，一样去生活。
We need to love as he loves.
我们要像他爱人一样去爱。
As we have read previously,
正如我们之前所读到的经文，
Jesus' love compels him.
耶稣的爱激励他。
To do something for the lost.
去为那些失丧的人做些事。
And to do something for the unsaved.
也为那些没有得救的人做些事。
How about us?
那么我们呢？
Does the love inside of us compels us?
在我们里面的爱有没有激励我们？
Do we feel that force?
我们有没有感觉到那股力量？
That internal drive.
就是在我们里面促使我们去做事的力量。
When we see our unsaved friends and colleagues.
当我们看到一个还没有得救的同事或者是朋友的时候。
Does the love in us compel us to reach out to them?
在我们里面的爱有没有激励我们去对他们传福音呢？
When we see our family members are still walking in darkness,
当我们看到我们的家人还走在黑暗里的时候，
Does the love inside of us compels us to pray for them?
在我们里面的爱有没有激励我们来为他们祷告呢？
When your life group member asks you to join the 3x3,
当你生命小组的组员来邀请你参加这三人祷告会的时候，
to pray for the unsaved souls,
来这三人的祷告小组为那些还没有得救的人祷告。
Does the love inside of you compel you to say yes?
在你里面的爱有没有激励你说好的？
When you know your brothers and sisters in Christ are going through crisis,
当你知道在主里的弟兄姐妹们正在经历苦难的时候，
Does the love inside of you compels you?
在你里面的爱有没有来激励你？
To intercede for them,
来为他们代祷
，encourage them,
来鼓励他们
，stand with them in spirit,
在灵里和他们一起站立。
Or are we so occupied with our things and business?
又或者我们自己的事如此的繁忙，我们没有时间给这些人。
Yeah, we don't have time to love and care for them.
我们没有时间去关心、去爱这些人。
And we think that God understands.
我们觉得上帝肯定明白。
Have we buried that? Compelling love in our hearts with our own desire and our own agenda.
我们是不是以我们自己的欲望和我们自己的行程，把那份激励的爱深深的埋藏了呢？
If so, then we are not living in the life that Jesus died to give us.
如果我们这样做了，那么我们就没有活出主耶稣为我们而死所献给我们的爱。
And certainly, we are not fulfilling the Great Commission in Matthew 28.
那么当然，我们也没有履行在马太福音二十八章里主耶稣给我们的大使命。
God has given us two great commandments.
上帝给了我们两个伟大的诫命。
Love God and love one another.
爱上帝，爱彼此。
Have you been obeying His commands?
你有没有顺从这条诫命呢？
First John 4:16-17.
约翰一书第四章十六到十七节。
God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. This is how love made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus.
上帝就是爱，住在爱中的就是住在上帝里，上帝也住在他里面。这样，爱在我们里面得到成全，使我们在审判的日子可以坦然无惧，因为我们在这世上以基督为榜样。
Everyone repeat after me. In this world, we are like Jesus.
In this world, we are like Jesus. 每个人都来重复我的话，在这个世上，我们要像耶稣一样。
在这个世上，我们像耶稣一样。Yes. In this world, we are to love like Jesus does.
是的，在这世上，我们就应该像耶稣爱人一样去爱人。
We are to have compassion like Jesus does.
我们要像主耶稣有怜悯心一样，要有怜悯。
We are to live out His love.
我们要活出他的爱。
If not, then love is not made complete among us.
如果我们没做到，那么上帝的爱就没有在我们里面成全。
How will we have confidence on the day of judgment?
那么在审判之日，我们怎么可以坦然无惧地面对呢？
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
If we have not been living in love,
如果我们没有在爱中活出来，
today is a new beginning.
今天是一个新的开始。
The old has gone, the new has come.
旧事已过，全都变成新的了。
Let us start loving God and one another.
让我们开始来爱上帝，并且爱彼此。
You may say, I already love God.
你或许说，我已经爱上帝了。
Well done.
做得好。
Let us be reminded how God sees whether we love Him or not.
但是让我们被提醒，上帝怎么样看待我们到底有没有爱他。
John 14:15.
约翰福音十四章十五节。
If you love me, you will obey my commands.
你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
Our love for God is seen in our obedience.
我们对上帝的爱是在我们对他的顺服中看到的。
When we examine ourselves if we love God or not,
当我们来查一查看我们到底有没有爱上帝的时候，
we need to check if we have been obedient to Him.
我们应该检查的就是我们对于他的话语有没有顺服。
And of course, we cannot obey what we do not know.
但是当然了，如果我们都不知道的话，我们怎么可以去顺从呢？
So knowing His word is very important.
所以要知道他的话语是非常重要的。
Read His word.
也来阅读他的话语。
Understand His word.
明白他的话语。
Obey His word.
顺从他的话语。
Serving is an expression of our love for Him.
我们对于他的爱可以表现在我们的侍奉上。
Serve God through serving the church.
在教会里侍奉，来侍奉上帝。
The many ministries that you can take part in NLCC.
在新生命基督教会，我们有许多方面的事工，你可以参与到其中。
And it's a joy to serve.
并且服侍上帝是一份喜乐的事。
How to love others?
我们怎么样去爱其他人？
Love is a choice.
爱是一个选择。
Firstly, we need to make the decision that we want to love as God does.
首先我们要做出一个决定，就是我们要去爱人，正如上帝爱人一样。
We want to care for others as God does.
我们就要像上帝关心我们一样去关心别人。
Ask the Lord to give us a heart of compassion.
我们要求上帝来赐给我们一颗怜悯的心。
And to help us to love others.
并且来帮助我们去爱其他人。
And love spells T-I-M-E.
爱的拼法就是 T-I-M-E, 时间。
We need to spend time to have quality fellowship.
我们需要花时间有一个好的团契。
To really find out how the people really are.
真正的了解到我们身边的人到底怎么样。
Did you take time to message your life group?
你有没有花时间给你生命小组的人发短信呢？
Do you even have their contact?
你是不是有他们的联系方式呢？
Love takes initiatives.
爱是主动。
We need to take the first step to open up and to share our lives.
我们首先要迈出第一步来敞开我们的心来分享我们的生命。
And when we know their needs and struggles,
当我们知道了他们的需求和挣扎的时候，
we can encourage them.
我们可以来鼓励他们，
pray for them.
来为他们祷告，
take opportunity to share our testimonies.
并且用这个机会来分享我们的见证。
If they have not accepted Jesus yet,
如果他们还没有接受耶稣的话，
include them in your 3x3,
把他们放在你的三人祷告小组里面，
and gradually invite them to your life group activity,
并且逐渐的可以邀请他来参加你生命小组的活动里，
and to Easter Alive,
以及来到我们的活力复活节。
Introduce your life group members to them,
把你生命小组的组员也介绍给他们。
When you're reaching out, you're not alone.
当你去外展的时候，你不是孤单一人的。
The Holy Spirit is with you.
圣灵他与你同在。
Who will empower you?
他将会赐给你大能。
And your life group is your support.
以及你的生命小组也是你强烈的根，也是你坚固的根基。
If you do not know the God that we're talking about,
如果你还不认识我们所讲的这位上帝。
But you want to know him more.
但是你想要来更多的了解他。
And you want to receive the love that we are talking about.
你也想要来得到我们所讲的这份伟大的爱。
Today is your day.
今天就是你的日子。
You can make the choice.
你可以做出选择。
To come to know him.
来认识他。
To have a relationship with him.
来和他有个亲密的关系。
To let his love surround you.
让他的爱包围着你。
And you can come, you can talk to your friend who brought you today.
你也可以和你带你来教会的朋友和他们交流。
Or come to see our pastors, or come to see me.
又或者是来见我们的牧师，又或者来见我。
And for the rest of us, let us pray.
对于其他的人，让我们一起来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father.
亲爱的天父，
We thank you for your eternal love for us.
我们感谢你对我们永远不变的爱。
Thank you for dying on that cross for my sin.
感谢你在那个十字架上为我的罪而死。
You overcame the power of sin and death.
你已经战胜了罪和死亡的大能。
Thank you that you came to set us free.
感谢你来释放我们的自由。
Forgive us when we did not love you.
当我们没有爱你的时候，请你来赦免我们。
Forgive us when we did not love others in the way that you want us to.
请你来赦免我们，是在我们没有以你期待的方式去爱其他人的时候。
Holy Spirit,
圣灵啊，
help us.
请你来帮助我们。
Give us a heart of compassion.
赐给我们一颗怜悯的心。
Stir up our heart.
来激励我们的心。
May the power of your love compel us.
愿你爱的大能来激励我们
to love others,
去爱其他人
just as like you love me,
正如你爱我们一样
in Jesus' name,
奉主耶稣的名
Amen.
Amen.